Em destaque, Xanana Gusmão diz em Sydney que a Austrália está na contramão da história ao se negar a negociar novas fronteiras marítimas com o Timor-Leste. Xanana Gusmão, negociador-chefe de Timor-Leste para as fronteiras marítimas, já foi presidente, já foi primeiro-ministro de Timor-Leste, fez uma palestra em Sydney na última noite de sexta-feira, na Uniting Church. Ele relembrou o sacrifício dos timorenses na Segunda Guerra Mundial e durante a ocupação indonésia. Ele veio à Austrália essa semana liderando uma comitiva timorense que participou das cerimônias do Dia dos Anzac. Vários grupos de timorenses participaram em várias cidades australianas. Xanana Gusmão lamentou o desinteresse da Austrália em negociar uma nova fronteira marítima com Timor-Leste.
The problem is 1.8% of the whole maritime boundaries of Australia. One thing important is our right, our sovereignty. The other is, yes, is very important to our future generation. The conciliation is to force, first Australia, force Australia to sit, talk to us. Second, the Commission will make a report, and in the report, I believe that they will say, yes, under UNCLOS, the line should be medium line. Why did we believe that we will win? Because Australia withdrew from the jurisdiction of ICG on disputes on maritime boundary. Only in 1.8% that, fortunately to Australia, unfortunately to us, coincidentally to both, it is from our west side of the border with Indonesia to our eastern part of the island. Coincidentally, the 1.8% not resolved is in our map. That is why we believe that because of this behavior of Australia withdrawing from ICG, we say, there is something that we need.
We are here with Sister Susan Connolly, one of the organizers of
the
talk tonight.
Of the forum, yes, at the moment, yes, that's right, the Timor Sea Justice Forum.
Sister Susan, were you inspired by Mr. Xanana Gusmão's speech tonight?
Well, it was most informative as well as inspiring, especially as we know what that man has been through for the independence of his nation. And now we're sitting down trying to do something about their final sovereignty, which I believe will come.
Are you as confident in Mr. Xanana Gusmão that Australia will abide by any recommendations from this conciliation compulsory process?
I think it has to be a combination of the compulsory process, but also the will of the Australian people, which in the end always wins out. It certainly did at the end. Even though governments claim that they, freed Timor, they did not at all. And the Australian people can't claim that either. It was the Timorese people who freed Timor. But in the end, we jumped on board, and it was we who actually pulled our governments kicking and screaming to do what they have the power to do, and I am confident that it will happen in this age as well.
Recently, I interviewed Mr. Ramos Horta. You were there as well in Mary MacKillop Institute, and on that interview, he said, in his opinion, only the popular pressure in Australia will make Australian government change their mind on the maritime boundaries. Nothing else. What do you think of his opinion?
I totally agree with him, and I believe that if people are given the facts and really think about them, and that the media comes on board as well in order to make room for discussion of these issues, that the Australian people are basically fair. I believe in the Australian people, and I believe that they will will push it. That's something, I hope the same thing would happen for asylum seekers. But, you know, with the Timorese, there's something particular. It's a unique relationship, and as His Excellency Xanana so rightly said this evening, it stems from the World War II experience. No other nation on earth lost at least 40,000 civilians as a result of helping our soldiers, and that is embedded in the Australian psyche. And we've got to remember it, and we've got to honour it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Beatrice, and all your listeners.
Após a palestra do ministro Xanana Guzmão, aqui no centro de Sydney, nessa noite de sexta-feira, estamos com o Jaime Ximenes, timorense de Sydney. Tudo bem, Jaime?
Bem, obrigado, sim.
Você está tão otimista quanto o ministro Xanana Guzmão de que esse processo de conciliação compulsória na ONU vai ter bons resultados para Timor?
Eu estou otimista, sim, mesmo, com muitos de nós que andamos a trabalhar por muito tempo por Timor. Sabemos que a liderança do Xanana vai dar outra força, sobretudo para solicitar outra vez a comunidade da Austrália, não só timorense, como a solidariedade da Austrália, trabalhar juntamente para dar mais pressão ao governo da Austrália, porque essa é uma fase que nós temos que trabalhar mais para que haja uma mudança de forma como o governo da Austrália pensa sobre a questão da fronteira marítima entre os dois países.
Eu vejo hoje que há muitos timorenses aqui participando, vieram aqui prestigiar o seu ministro Xanana Guzmão. A comunidade timorense está organizando uma campanha em função das fronteiras marítimas?
Sim, estamos a trabalhar com isto. Como sabe, está aqui o senhor embaixador. Tenho andado nessas últimas semanas a trabalhar com os que vieram de Timor. Para cá, estive em Perth com a delegação, agora estou aqui em Sydney. E ainda hoje tivemos uma reunião pequena em Liverpool. Amanhã, no domingo à noite, vamos ter outra. Portanto, estamos a trabalhar para que haja uma maior participação da comunidade timorense, pelo menos aqui de Sydney.
Muito obrigada.
Obrigado, eu.
Se outros calam, cantemos nós.